Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, the commissioner, the one and only Gambino. We're going to welcome everybody to this season two podcast. Want to thank everybody who stuck with us throughout the season. Season one, the playoffs were about as dramatic as they could be. Toma came out as the champ, and he was subsequently removed for his style of play. Came under fire. It was too much evidence to kind of look the other way. Of course, if anybody got more questions, myself, I'm open book, and we it was a unanimous decision. But anyways, let's just kind of get to it. We got in the AFC East, we got the reigning AFC champ, the Jets, kind of out there at 3-0. I kind of think he probably will hang on to that at this point. Just with the Patriots, he barely missed the playoffs last season by a game. But he's got to kind of dig deep, and he's gonna have to, he's got his work cut out for him, So, and the AFC West, Tony right now is at 3-0. He hadn't had a He's had an okay schedule, not too hard, not too, not too hard, not too easy, and he's got 3 wins. The Raiders at 0-2 right now. It's not gonna be easy. Them divisional games are gonna be tough. And with Tony right now, although he's got a lead, he's shown that, he can give that lead up fairly easy. So we'll see what happens. Moving on, the AFC North, it's a three-way tie right now, looking like, all these guys, Ravens, Steelers, and Browns all have 2-1, and they've all had some pretty solid upset wins. Actually, not necessarily the Ravens, but the Steelers and the Browns have pulled off, and the Bengals have all pulled off pretty solid wins. But it's hard to go against MJ at this moment in time. And then we got the AFC South, got H-Town at the got a half game lead over Rilo's Titans. Colts at 1-2 and the Jags at 0-3. At this moment, it's going to be hard to, go against either really H-Town, Rilo, or Burn. I know Rilo has made a ton of trades this offseason, as did H-Town. So I think I know Burn won last season. He's got his work cut out for him, and he's starting off on the wrong foot right now, And then let's just jump over to the NFC. The NFC South is kind of looking like probably the best division in MXL at this moment. You got the Bucks and the Falcons. Falcons 3-0, Bucks 2-0. Pivotal matchup with the 2-0 Cowboys, for that could have potential future playoff implications. And then you got the Saints at 2-1 and the Panthers are winless. But I fully expect NC to right the ship and get everything on board and reel off some nice upsets. The surprise of the season right now is a little 09 and his Vikings are 2-1. And I think the big early upset was Lil Nine beating Chicago Tough, who's now the Bears. I think he beat him pretty handily. He's making some noise, but his schedule's only gonna get harder as the season goes, so it'll be hard for him, to keep that up. But he's definitely out to a good start. The Packers are 2-1 as well. So, we'll see how that goes. The NFC West is probably the most competitive division between all the Rams, Cards, and Seahawks are all basically at the same level skill-wise. And they have great games. I think all three of them finished like 8-8 or 9-7. At this point, it's hard to, I know BBW has the best team out of the three of them. But he's just lost to the Browns in an upset of the season so far, one of them. And, you know, I think Bird might be able to pull this out, you know, the NFC West. And then last but most certainly not least, we got the Cowboys and the Eagles, Redskins, and Giants in the NFC East. Blair is currently 3-0. New owner, well, not new, old school guy returning, Wolf Blitz, Redskins 1-2. You know, so welcome back, sir. You know, it's good to have you. You know, anybody that knows Wolf knows he's a pretty sound owner, good part of the community, laid back, you know, and yeah, so, and then, you know, got the Cowboys currently 2-0. Again, back the big matchup versus the Bucks. Both of us were in the running to make the playoffs. Cowboys lost that last wild card spot on tiebreakers, so I'm told, you know, so, and yeah, so yeah, at this moment, just kind of the NFC has kind of went down a little bit in, you know, competition a little bit, with the addition of, you know, Lil Nine, no offense, you know, but I think, you know, I think the first seed will either be the Falcons or the Eagles, followed by, you know, the winner of the NFC North. Actually, yeah, the winner of the NFC North, which could be either the Packers or, depending on, you know, CT, could be the Bears. But I think the Packers may win the division, and then followed by, you know, the Rams. Not the Rams, sorry, the NFC West, and that winner, which probably, in my opinion, I think Bird might probably be able to do it this year. And the two wild card spots, honestly, you really can't count really much of anybody out. I would say the Cowboys are in the mix. The Bucks are 100% in the mix. And then, of course, the Bears, the Vikings, Packers, then you got, you know, the Rams, Seahawks, Redskins, all in the mix, you know, so, and, you know, it's not going to be easy. AFC is a little more, kind of more ironed out, I think, at this moment. It's hard to go against Hester as the top seed in the AFC at this moment, just being 3-0 and, the Patriots looking at possibly a 1-2 start. So, you know, he needs every win that comes, you know, to be able to keep up with Heston. And then followed by the winner of the AFC West. I want to give it – I'm not sure who to give it to. Prime, he's been out of town. You know, I think he may be able to get the 2 seed. It's just Tony, although he's shown he can win, he's winning games that he may, although he probably should win, just, you know, based on, you know, his team makeup and whatnot. His schedule is going to be harder than it was last season, so I think that's gonna kind of play a part in why, you know, Tony, you know, may not make it, you know, in as the division champ, you know, and then followed by the third and fourth seed will probably be third seed, probably be the AFC South winner. Rilo and H-Town have made pretty good trades, pretty sound trades. It's hard to go against, you know, H-Town at this moment. But I think Burn is definitely going to make a strong push, and it's going to be close just like last season between the three of them, really. And then the AFC wild card, I mean, it's anybody's guess. Anybody could get it, you know. Probably somebody, truth is, most likely it could probably be one person from the AFC West, whoever is second in the AFC West, and then whoever's second in the AFC South, again, could probably do that unless they play each other. And then if they do play each other, then I fully expect between the AFC West and the South, it'd probably stay the same. So, but anyways, just want to thank everybody for sticking with us. Welcome to the new people and returning people. Wolf Blitz, once again, welcome back. Bengals, it is what it is. Good dude, welcome. Anybody that I'm forgetting. Oh, yes, the one and only Big Sax. Saxy, welcome back, sir. Everything's looking pretty good. I'm excited. Hope y'all are excited as I am about this season. And, let's make it a good one. So this is your commissioner, the Gambino, signing off.